ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Starting up again after a three-year suspension because of the pandemic's effects on the economy, federal student loan payments. The average borrower owes more than $37,000 with monthly payments between $200 and $300 bucks a month. The Education Department encouraging borrowers to apply for a new repayment program that tries to lower monthly payments based on income. Left out of the short-term spending bill passed by Congress last night to avoid a government shutdown, aid for Ukraine. More southern border support must be approved first, says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to CBS's Face the Nation.
I support being able to provide the weapons to Ukraine, but America comes first.
President Biden at the White House.
I fully expect the Speaker to keep his commitment to secure the passage and support needed to help Ukraine as they defend themselves against aggression and brutality.
Tomorrow night's Powerball jackpot grows to over $1 billion because there was no big winner last night. This is ABC News. The UN humanitarian mission that arrived in an area disputed by Armenia and Azerbaijan got there too late, say UN officials. It's now almost empty after the exodus of more than 100,000 ethnic Armenians from their homes following a new offensive from Azerbaijan. ABC's Patrick Reeval.
The Biden administration has expressed concern this last week, dispatching the USAID administrator Samantha Power to the region. But this takes its place among the worst examples of ethnic cleansing in recent years. And so far, the world has done little more than shrug.
A 99th birthday today for America's oldest living president, Jimmy Carter. Grandson Jason Carter is chairman of the Carter Center's board in Atlanta.
The thing that's always kept him going is my grandmother. And that love story that they have that has now gone on for 77 years is one that's truly remarkable. And I think aside from that love story, it's his faith.
Mr. Carter's been in home hospice care for months, says the family. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and three TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Well, you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight. And this is Live in the Lair, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com and by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three Madison locations, Odana Road, Willie Street, and Monona Drive. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com.
Jimmy, our next performers in the lair are no strangers to the Mad City rock scene as former members of the Getaway Drivers. A post-pandemic shuffle saw the Getaway Drivers become Madison rockers after August. Here to perform new songs for us tonight are two members from after August, Bob Manor and Greg Thornburg. Guys, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, rocker. How's it going?
Yay!
Great to see you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. So good. Let's start at the beginning. You know, this is always kind of fun to start at the beginning. And how about the band of 15 years, the Getaway Drivers? Rocker mentioned that. What were they trying to get away from?
Well, disco.
Disco.
Disco. No, you guys.
So one of our first drummers was Gil Campbell.
Oh.
And she was a great drummer. And she left us for... Greg doesn't have...
There we go. I think we got the mic.
Yeah, there you go.
She left us for VO5.
VO5?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Actually, I wasn't in the band at that point, but I became the drummer after she left.
And you're sitting here with a guitar.
With a guitar, yes. Yeah. We'll go over the music stuff later.
Excellent. 15 years, though, that's a long time.
Yeah.
To be together as a band. It really is.
Yeah, we had a good run.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. How about the band, how it kind of changed over time, and how did this become what it is now after August? I know this is probably going to be like a history lesson for us, but that's good. It's fun to hear how things happen.
Yeah, I think this is a similar story to your previous guest where 2020 shook up a lot of bands.
Yes.
And and we were one of them. And I think it was isolation that sort of spawned after August in a way, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We still collaborated even though we were in the band The Getaway Drivers together. We wanted to collaborate some, and out of that came a duo project, which was sort of foundational to what After August is now. We took some of those tunes, scored them for a full band, and I think sort of, you know, we originally thought maybe coming out of that we might do some duo shows, because that's what the CD was. It was just the two of us making that CD. Mm-hmm. So I think we played some shows and with a small band, and we thought, you know, the bigger we get, the better we sound. So let's turn it into something that rocks.
Who's all in the band right now? What's the lineup?
So we have Greg move from drums in The Getaway Drivers to electric guitar.
Wow.
And our percussion player in The Getaway Drivers, Peach Mailing, moved to drums. And I moved from acoustic guitar to electric, and Sheila Shigley, my wife, she's singing like she did with The Getaway Drivers, so no change in instruments for her, except she's not playing fiddle anymore because we're not doing Americana anymore. Mm-hmm. So now she's just singing and playing some keys.
You can put some fiddle and some rock and roll, can't you?
Well, we did that for years, Jimmy.
Right. I know.
Yeah. And we also have Dan Kennedy, right? Did you mention Dan?
Dan Kennedy was playing guitar for us intermittently during the years of The Getaway Drivers. We'd lose a guitar player, and Dan, a good friend of mine, would come in and play for us. I met him in the Sean Michael Dargan band years ago.
Yes.
And now he's playing a lot with Mark Croft, but he's adopted us as his band, or one of his bands right now.
And yeah,
we're lucky to have him.
He's super talented.
Award-winning guitar player who's playing bass for us.
Yeah. I mean, you guys really kind of shook it up.
Musical chairs with the instruments.
Really? Yeah. And that kind of makes you have to really think about, okay, now where are we going? What are we doing with this new band?
And it's kind of forced us to work a lot harder.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And we spend a lot of time. Yeah. We spend a lot more time than we ever did as The Getaway Drivers. A lot more time arranging and practicing. And, I mean, we don't go a week without a practice.
How does that feel?
Great.
It's different.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to go out sounding like a drummer who plays the guitar, right?
Right.
You want to sound like a guitar player. If someone's in the crowd who's a guitar player, they're going to be like, yeah, you've practiced, you know?
That's so good.
That's a lot of discipline. I mean, we don't practice. I'm saying week after week after week, Rocker, you do it with Iron Plow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's a big commitment to do that.
Yeah.
So Rocker was asking me before the show, like, do you have any funny stories or anything? I'm like, no, we don't.
No.
We're boring business.
We just work really hard, and we have no funny stories. We're totally serious in the studio. Sheila is exhausted by the time we're done with our 3.5-hour practices every week. But it's good. It's you know, I've been learning. Greg's been learning.
We've all been learning,
and it's kind of a cool thing to do at this point in our local music careers.
Yes, and it's fun to know it can be done. Yeah. You guys are living proof, and you're showing it to everybody.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to some live music with After August in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called How Much Rain. This must be an apology to people yet to be born.
Well, it's an apology to the current generation. I have I have Gen Z daughters and their friends, and I know them all really well. And I think about the things they worry about and how we have kind of messed up the world. And it's a song really about how, you know, this country doesn't really have the promise that it used to for, you know, for that generation. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a generation where we put men on the moon.
Yeah.
You know, and we're not there anymore. We're mm-hmm. in, I believe we're in decline. And so this song is kind of about that.
Wow.
You know.
After August is in the studio performing live, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, call or text in the Civic Media app. Live in the Lair, it's After August.
If I could give you the perfect place, if I could give you the perfect place. How much rain will it rain today? How much sorry can one man say? If I could give, if I could give, I could give you a beautiful world. If I could give, if I could give, if I could give you a beautiful world, I would. Ooh, my girl, I would. My girl.
Country can do for you. Ask not.
So many questions I've had since my youth. So many answers that pass for the truth. Insane suggestions. Pass for the truth. There are lies. Ooh, ooh, there are lies. There are lies. There are lies. How much rain can warm storm make? Such a shame. It's a shame. I can't take. If I could give, if I could give, if I could give you a beautiful world. If I could give, if I could give, if I could give you a beautiful world. If I could give, if I could give, if I could give you a beautiful world, I would.
Fear is
my girl.
Yeah.
Bringing it.
Wow.
How much rain? That is After August, live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us and ask After August a question. They'll be happy to field that for you.
Oh, my gosh. That was hot. That was really good, you guys. And so, thanks for the explanation on the words behind the song, because, wow, that hits. It really does.
After August. Why not July? Or after July? Or 6 months? 6 months out of the year, your name is, well, it's... before.
Well, I tried to call them after autumn, and I'm like, autumn isn't right.
Right.
August.
It just sounded better than before September.
There it is.
Green Day would, Green Day would have had a beef with After August there. Tell us about the name selection of the band.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we went through weeks and weeks and weeks. You know, and the thing is, no matter how creative you are with band names, you look them up on the internets. And everything's taken.
Someone's taking it. Yeah,
yeah.
It's hard. We're currently trying to come up with a different name for something, and it's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, the roadblocks come, and you just that doesn't sound good. That doesn't sound good.
Well, and you want it to represent what you are too.
So we wanted it to be poetic, and we wanted it to be something people would remember when they heard us, like something easy to remember. Yep. And the alliteration of it, After August, sounds good.
I like that.
And we came up with the name finally. I think we're all on the road. I mean, Greg was on the road. Me and Sheila were on the road. I think Dan was on the road.
Wow.
And I just remember being in the car, and we're coming back from up north, and we had a series of phone calls after all these months, and we settled on After August while we were on the road traveling. And
sometimes you just need to get away from everything.
I guess so.
And just gotta go, okay, this is what it's gonna be. Wow.
Crack open some champagne to celebrate.
Yeah, exactly. In the car.
Yeah. Bob, let's ask you about a little bit of your history in the beginning. About why did you start playing music? And was it a family thing or was it a family
thing? Yeah, it was. My grandfather was a professional pianist. My other grandfather was a singer who recorded in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
I grew up in a home out in the county outside of Superior, and my parents went to this country church. And by the time I was 10, my mother was very pleased that I could harmonize with her. And so I was up in front of the church every other darn Sunday with my mouth dry and my hands sweating.
No.
And I loved music. I carried around a little tape recorder, and I loved music, all kinds of music. So I grew up with lots of different kinds. But gospel was really the way I started playing piano.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing. What was your favorite piece that you play?
My favorite piece, a gospel piece, was just simply Amazing Grace. Mm. I really love playing that tune. I still do.
Do you remember, did you write a song when you were young?
Yeah, my first song I wrote when I was 17 years old.
Oh, gosh.
And so I was out in North Dakota visiting my uncle, and there was this girl visiting the pastor in the church across the street. As if you can't tell, I had a very religious upbringing.
Yeah.
And so this girl is really sweet, and I wrote this song on piano. I would go over to the church at night with the windows open. It was the summer, and I knew she was next door in the pastor's house, and I would play this song. And then one night she came in, and I played it for her, and I was shaky and embarrassed. Aww. And it was, and I could see the sympathy in her eyes.
No.
It was sympathy. But that was my first love song.
That's adorable.
I don't even remember the name of it at this point, but it's so many years
you
ago.
You remember her name?
Jody.
Okay.
Oh, things like that are not forgotten.
Oh, no.
Well, let's get back to live music with After August in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Witch of the Sea.
Ooh.
She better beware if she's creeping around my back stairs.
Nah. Yeah, I grew up with Gordon Lightfoot.
Ah.
And so Greg came up with this amazing riff for it, and I thought it would be really great to write. It sounded like the sea to me. And I was a huge fan of Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald back in the 70s, and I thought it would be great to do an ode to Gordon and write a rock song that was about a shipwreck. So that's kind of... where that came from.
Well, let's check it out right now. After August is live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Red sky rising the dawn. Sailing a ship is a trick and you can't get it wrong. Hey, gotta sail me along. Falling asleep at the switch as we list in the storm. All hands on, all prayers. out of sight again. In the wake of calamity, providence favors the brave in the great gray sea. She favors the brave in the great gray sea.
Civic wow. Media live in the lair. It's after August. Mm. I could tell you're channeling your inner Gordon Lightfoot in
absolutely.
That song.
Absolutely.
Wow, dude. I mean, I mean, it's an original song, but the feel, the storytelling, spot on.
And yes, what you said about the guitar too, sounding like water. Yeah.
It has that.
That's very cool.
Yeah, first time I heard it, I thought it was going to drown.
Wow. That's pretty.
I just couldn't catch my breath.
Oh my God. 844-967-2789.
Give the guys a call. Ask them a question. Bob and Greg are standing by for you here, Rocker.
Okay, let's go to Greg now. How about this? Tell us about the start to your musical journey, Greg. What's the backstory? And again, you know, same with family. Did you learn something from family?
Yeah, it started early. I was probably about 6 when I took my first guitar lesson.
Oh my gosh.
And I got my first guitar from my grandmother because I'm sure I just probably would not let go of the idea. My dad played guitar and, you know, I thought it was so cool. He had this Telecaster that was, I didn't know it at the time how cool it was, but it was very cool. So anyway, I just wanted to follow in those footsteps there was a lot of music in our household as well. John Denver and The Who and The Eagles and Meatloaf and, you know, all this great stuff is just always on our record player. And so, like I said, I took some early, very early guitar lessons, and those were the last ones I took, really, at that age. And then, fast forward a lot of years to about maybe sixth grade, and my older sister played the drums, and she had a drum kit set up in her room and sometimes in the living room. And I was just sort of fascinated with the drums then. And she taught me a few basic drum beats, and then I heard Rush. And so there's it's one of those sort of like one of those pivotal. There's a few pivotal points in your in your upbringing, and that was one of them. Hearing Rush, and so I learned the drums. I picked up the drums and played them most of my life. In fact, I mean, if you went through the photo book of my teen years and college years, you would see very few pictures where I didn't have a music, either in a music context or an instrument or playing something. So, I mean, it was really my life for a long time. I got a degree in music, in percussion from UW Green Bay. And, along with our drummer, with our current drummer, Pete, we went to school together at Green Bay.
How about that?
And we saw you in the TV up there.
Oh, boy. There. Now that's funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the 90s. Yeah, it was the 90s.
It was the 90s. Oh,
so,
yes.
Then another pivotal point in my up. Well, first of all, my parents are very supportive. I mean, any kid who wants to go into music, you're like, oh man, could you pick something else, maybe? But they were extremely supportive. They would just like get a degree in something, get a passion, you know, do something that makes you happy, you know, whatever.
They let you set up your drums in the living room.
I know, that's pretty, pretty supportive. Cool.
Well, yes, it was moved to the basement at some point. Once I started learning Neil Peart's stuff, I was like, well, a lot of extra practice. So I practiced every day. But anyway, so another pivotal point comes at some point, maybe in 2013, and I go to Summerfest and I see Willie Porter playing, one of Wisconsin's greats, right?
Yes.
And in fact, I have his shirt on and I saw him last night.
Oh,
He's in Madison recently.
Yeah, he was here last night playing. Mm-hmm. And
new album.
And he was playing on the, I think, the Potawatomi stage in at Summerfest, and it was my first time hearing him, and I was like, that's the way a guitar, acoustic guitar, is supposed to sound. Mm. And I, you know, all of a sudden I picked up the acoustic guitar and I started researching fingerstyle guitar on the internet, and I found Andy McKee and all these great artists who were doing something completely different with a guitar that was percussive. And I'm like, that's what I want to do. So I picked that up, and I made two albums of fingerstyle guitar, and then the Getaway Drivers needed an electric player, so I did one or two gigs at that, and then, you know, 2020. And fast forward, and now I'm kind of full-time electric guitar lead player.
So just playing guitar for the last 4 years? 4 or 5 years?
Probably a little bit more than that if you include the acoustic fingerstyle stuff. Yeah, it goes back probably 8 or 9.
That's pretty amazing, man. Do you still play drums?
I haven't for several years, which is really strange.
It?
I do miss it. Yeah. Drums is relaxing to me. It's sort of my, sort of what I always did to relax, and sort of it's meditation for other people or exercise. It's drumming is that for me. And it's always that sort of home base and something that came super natural to me.
Well, Greg is kind of a control freak. And when he was in our band as the drummer, kind of in charge of arrangements, man. Like, if something he didn't like, we didn't do
and
it.
And the dynamics. I was in control of that, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you were mad, you could go faster. Yeah, everybody would have to keep up with you.
Fine, play it now.
What about, do you miss loading in at shows, being a guitar player versus drums?
That's a good one.
Well, you know, at the sort of the tail end of when I was drumming, I was sharing drums a lot with local drummers.
Yeah.
And
drum squatter.
Yeah, well, I was... For a long time, I would only play my own drums. I was a real snob about that. Yeah. I was like, you know what?
Yep.
My back's not a snob.
That's right. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
How long is your next song that you guys are here to play here?
3 minutes and 30 seconds.
I tell you what, why don't we hang tight? We're going to take a quick break. When
Sounds
we come
good.
Back from the other side of the break, we'll dive right into that
Look
song.
Look forward to it.
We're live in the lair here on Civic Media, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. 89, give us a call and tell us what's going on and ask these guys a question. We'll be right back.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and movetomadison.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Broadcasting from the top of State Street in Madison, Wisconsin on WMDX worldwide on the Civic Media app. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with rocker Terry Barr.
Hi.
Make sure you tune in to Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10 p.m. tonight. We've got Essential Last Crack at 11. Good list of songs tonight, too. Max Inc. Heavy tonight, 10 o'clock rocker.
Jimmy, we're jumping right back into live music with After August in the Lair. This next song, it's called Epilogue. And does the Witch of the Sea have a sister? A caller wants to know.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, this song is the sister song of the last one. Ah. And it's really about the only survivor of the shipwreck. And so this is his story.
Oh, wow.
All right, it's After August, live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Rain and wet, no sleep all night. Look up to the gray wash sky this morning. I can't believe that I'm alive. So many taken by the tide, no warning. Bloody hands and broken lines, voices lost in the frigid brine, now silent. Some of these were friends of mine. They'll never sail beneath the deep blue sky again. Sunrise, the breeze becomes a tempest. So hold on to your lover's hand in a faraway Greenland, forget the tempest. Seven times
silent.
Live in the lair here on Maxic Radio. How you doing? 844-967-2789. Greg, that was some great guitar work right there.
In the fact, little, the tone was really cool.
The tone,
oh, really? Yeah.
Like the finger picking at the end.
Yeah, it's all stuff I picked up from the solo finger style acoustic guitar playing. I just carried as much over as I could because I'm not a fast player. I'm not a guy who grew up playing, you know, lick guitar or riff guitar or anything like that. I have to compensate with some tricks like that. But thank you very much. Yeah. It's nice to hear that, especially as, you know, someone who's trying to step out of the drummer shadow a little bit.
Yeah. And one more comment about that particular song. I see why you call it the sister song.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's the two actually go to, are they going to be like, are they back to back on an album right now? Yeah.
Okay. Yes, they are. Tempest, which we played back in January, has those two songs as, I don't know, second and third songs maybe.
And it makes sense. It's like you're reading a book, like the chapters kind of going together in that way.
Yeah,
I really
thought about, do we bookend the CD with those two, or do we put them right next to each other?
Yeah.
You know how some songs are meant to be played back, like Heartbreaker, Living, Love, and Made, right? Is that these two songs, should they be played back to back?
Yeah, they really ought to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these two songs are like one of the reasons I started songwriting is I love the storytelling. You know, grew up listening to Bruce Springsteen and, you know, Uncle Tupelo and all these other singer-songwriter, you know, with stories. I like the stories. So,
Well, and it shows.
The passion great comes through, for sure.
Yeah, it really does. Oh, man.
Well, what struck me about the guitar solo was that it was very characteristic of a 70s Gordon Lightfoot guitar solo. I mean, it sounded, you know, that's how those kind of solos sounded almost. It was really
lyrical. Yeah, I try to go for the lyrical kind. It's, you know, the Eddie Van Halen influence and the Neil Schon influence. Those guys were super lyrical and you could sing their guitar solos.
Oh, there it is.
And I thought, you know, if I can't play blisteringly fast, I better play something you can sing along to.
You found your style.
I hope so.
It's a very David Gilmour-esque sort of
statement. Oh, boy. Ooh, I love that. I love that. We cover a Pink Floyd song.
Actually, I paid Rocker to say that.
Oh, Venmo.
Worth it.
The check's
so worth
the mail.
It.
Oh, you know, Bob, some kids think about owning a huge stereo someday, but your dream was much bigger. Tell us about your home studio.
Oh, well, you know, my home studio started back in the late 70s when I was carrying around a tape recorder, and then I would take two tape recorders and play one and record along with it to the other.
Sounds familiar.
You know?
Oh, man.
And then I discovered a four-track machine and in the 80s, and that was amazing. I loved it. And then...
Fostex.
Yep. And then in the mid to late 90s, I discovered... I had a good friend of mine, Jeff Knight, who was in one of my bands early on. A good bass player, really great bass player. He was working for Sonic Foundry, and he's like, what are you doing with that, you know, machine? Just do it on your computer. I'm like, do it on my computer? What?
Oh, no.
What? No, I... So he gave me this software, and I had one of the early, you know, Dell computers, and I just started, you know, it was amazing. And then I bought my first condenser mic. And, like, I put that in front of me and, you know, got the preamp hooked up and all that. And it was just like, oh, my God, I can hear the whole house.
Yeah.
You know, it was amazing. I loved that whole thing. And then I just started, you know, recording and, you know, learning all the engineering stuff, learning how to record drums, learning how to, you know, do the compression, the effects and all the stuff to make music.
And how big is it now?
It's kind of big. I mean, I spend a lot of time, you know, buying gear and selling gear, buying, upgrading to more gear, you know, just like a guitar player collects guitars. I was collecting microphones and, you know, preamps and, you know, software plugins and all that good stuff. So I've, you know, it's been my passion for the last 20 years.
I bet we bumped into each other at Radio Shack when we were young.
We probably did, because I spent a lot of time in Radio Shack. Let me tell you, how can I get this connected to that? How can I, you know, and Radio Shack always had the answer. You know, there's not an adapter you couldn't get.
There's those little times, exactly. The adapters or the patch cables. There's sometimes you just need an RCA to 1/8.
That's right.
And you don't want to wait a day to get it from wherever, you know? Right. Radio Shack. Bring it back.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Are you still all digital, though? Do you do anything on, like, the old...
We don't do anything on tape. Okay. No. Okay. No, it's all in the box.
I know a lot of people don't, but I was just curious.
I mean, I'd like to, you know, but it's just too much time.
Good explanation. okay, so you have, and this, wow, I can't wait to ask you about three songwriters in one band.
Yeah.
Tell us, how does that work, and is it like the Beatles?
No, I think we're a little friendlier to each other than the Beatles were. So no, we've got Dan Kennedy, who's an excellent songwriter, and Sheila Shigley, my wife, who's a wonderful ballad songwriter. She just writes the most amazing stuff, and so her and I did most of the writing in the Getaway Drivers. Yeah. But now we have Dan in the mix, and so when we put this album out next spring, it's going to be, you know, it's the, hey, man, we're going to be the next Fleetwood Mac. I swear.
Yeah.
You know?
A super group.
So, don't forget us.
It's going to be awesome. And then Greg, does all this. What did you say earlier?
I supply thematic material.
Yes.
I come up with a few sort of key things, but I also do sort of a lot of arranging of the tunes, from a mile high perch, like hearing how they should sound and sort of, you know, helping guide us through that. But Dan's really good at that too.
Yeah.
He's got a really good ear.
So Greg is really the fourth pillar. And so we're really lucky. And I think the CD is going to be good.
I think the process is always fascinating for people that haven't written songs or don't know what goes into it. So to know you've got that much brains behind all of your music.
Well, and more importantly, I think there's a lot of respect among the songwriters that there's just so much history there and so much knowledge and so much good experience that we can all draw upon. You know, it's not a competition in any way in the band. Yeah. You know, we might try to, but we'll just, out of jazz, we'll be like, yeah, I play that riff better than you. But
there's your smack talk, Jimmy.
That sucks, man. And then run out of the room.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's not fantasy football, but I'll take it.
Well, let's get back to live music with After August in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song that you have, it's called What You Owe. Is this a song about a guy who sells steaks?
No, it's a guy who sells snake oil to the American public. And unfortunately, half the country is willing to buy it. So, yeah.
It's After August live in the Lair. We're unplugged from politics. Max.
In the sky, and in the hell beneath your feet, it's in your eyes, and in your heart beneath the beat, it's in your fate, and in the way you play the game, it's in your hate. The way you say your name, it's coming around. Soon enough, you're gonna know they're coming for you now. They say you owe what you owe, it's in your lies, and in the who you know to blame, it's in the fields. And in the wind beneath the flame, it's in your face. And in the way you move your mouth, it's in your rage. And in the words that you let out, it's coming around. Soon enough you're gonna know they're coming for you now. They say you owe what you owe. The tide is turning now. Watch the rivers overflow. Voices in the sky, they say you owe what you owe. They're in the sky. Oh, na 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 na. They're in the sky. Na 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 na, coming around. Soon enough you're gonna know, coming for you now. You say you owe what you owe. The tide is turning now. Watch the rivers overflow. Voices in the sky. They say you owe what you owe. You owe what you owe. What you owe. You owe what you owe.
Nice. After August, live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Give Bob and Greg a call here and ask them some questions if you like. That was your second political song. The first one was the first one you did, How Much Rain, right?
Right.
Sorry about that. Let me turn that on there. Is the political environment that we're in, is it kind of an inspiration for songwriting?
Oh, who isn't an inspiration for, right? I mean, we're not the only ones or the first ones to, do that.
Yeah. Right.
But it is an inspiration. Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be,
It's what's happening.
What's the one thing that really irks you or that you're passionate about, I should ask? In the political environment.
Greed and the abuse of power.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no one does anything for the good of the country. They just do it for the good of them, and that's not the way to run things. Mm-hmm. And, my kids are going to have to deal with that after I'm gone, and it's not going to get any better that I can't see it at this point. We're about to lose our democracy and, it seems like half the country doesn't really care about losing their democracy. And so we got to fight for that.
Mm-hmm. More songwriting makes
please.
It good.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And here's a good thing. You guys have a show coming up. So this is excellent. Harmony Bar in Madison. This is coming up on October 7th. So give us some more details about the show and the special act. Who's opening for you?
Oh, Dana Perry.
Yes, Dana Perry.
Dana Perry.
She's awesome. Mm. And we're very lucky to have her. I don't really want to go on stage after her.
Oh.
But she's a powerhouse.
She wants to kill the rock star,
Yeah,
follow that.
Yeah, she's a powerhouse. And so our bass player, Dan, knows her pretty well and has played with her a number of times. And so we're really honored and lucky that I mean, we've had some wonderful people open for us in this last year. I mean, Mark Croft, Beth Killey.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Two others that are pretty amazing. And now Dana Perry.
Yeah.
So that's a big honor for us.
Is that like in your resume? You're like, we've shared the stage with Dana Perry.
Yeah, and exactly.
Big names there.
We should be opening for them.
And you played Harmony before. How do you like the stage there?
Love the stage there. It's a little small, but it's a really wonderful environment. They've got a great sound guy there.
Excellent.
And Pam Barrett has taken over that place. Her and her husband, Mike.
Bing Bong.
Yep, Big Bong.
Bing Bong.
Great. Another great band.
Yeah.
Terrific band. And I know so many people, including myself, we're just so happy that they took that place over.
Yeah.
And they've done such a great job.
Tell us about this new classic rock. quote unquote.
Well, it's just, you know, it sounds good, but, you know, a lot of bands are playing rock and play classic style rock, and a lot of cover bands, of course, are playing classic rock. But what we're trying to say with that is that it's very intentional. Like, we're not trying to be avant-garde. We're not trying to do something that hasn't been done before, but we're trying to do it fresh. We're trying to do a genre that we love and that we grew up with, and we're trying to make fresh songs in that style. And that's the whole point of that. Mm. You know
what I'm noticing when you play too, and it's just the two of you for people at, you know, listening wherever they may be listening and not realizing if they didn't hear the very beginning that, yeah, it is just Bob and Greg. There are times it sounds like there are more people playing with you.
You can almost imagine the drums.
Well, I was thinking like even more guitars and more voices is what I was kind of hearing. And I'm like, where's all that coming from? So you guys are doing it right.
We certainly hear that in our head.
Wait till you hear the record.
As the mixing guy tonight, I'll take all the let's get back to live music with After August in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Wrecking Ball. Is this a song about a getaway driver in a demolition derby?
No, this is a song about alcoholism, really. It's about a song about a guy in a demolition derby, or it could be a woman too, or whatever, whoever. It's just about, it's one of those sort of rare relationship songs that I write, and it's just about being kind of, you know, what it can do to you, being on the bottom, and how it can destroy things. And I just want to say that I recorded this way before Miley Cyrus recorded her Wrecking Ball. I just want to put that out there.
Okay.
I love the disclaimer. Love it. It's Wrecking Ball, After August, live in the Lair on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Up, she finally had enough. One last straw and she left tonight. I'm all alone, she's ice and stone. She's not coming home tonight. I can't hear that slamming door, and I'm staring at the floor. I'll be tearing. Guess I'll be your wrecking ball. Too much drinking, she had been thinking. The fire went out, I was gone. I'm all alone, she's ice and stone. She's not coming home tonight. I can't hear that slamming door, and I'm staring. I'll be tearing at the wall. I guess I'll be your wrecking ball. Drunk
walking down the hall. I guess I'll be your wrecking ball. Guess I'll be your wrecking, 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 be your wrecking ball.
A little Rush segment there.
Yeah, I heard that too. Yeah. 844-967-2789. Actually, we've got about, oh geez, we only got about 3.5 minutes here. We're not going to get the last song in, are we?
I don't think we are.
Oh, well.
Unless, I don't know if we can do a shorter version.
We can just play out, can't we?
Those darn hard breaks.
Well, where can we find you guys online? Let's have your website.
Yeah.
So go to YouTube and just look up After August. And awesome. We've got some live stuff out there. We don't have any recorded tracks out online yet. So we're not done with the record. So
you guys do all right on socials, too. Wow.
Yeah, we're on, we're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. So you can just check us out there.
And you can get our, on our mailing list if you go to afteraugustmadison@gmail.com.
What do you mail? What do you mail to us?
Just show updates and any sort of downloads that we can provide for you, or you know, that's, we don't try to do it too often. Maybe once a month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, that show coming up at the Harmony Bar, that's in Madison, October 7th.
Correct. Yep.
That's going to be awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks.
With Dana Perry.
Yes.
Come on down. Yep. It'll be a great show.
You guys, this has been just amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Wow.
Yeah. Great. We really enjoyed it.
All
thank
the
you.
Gratitude on this side. Yes. Aww. Thank you.
How to come down and see you guys and get a walnut burger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
At the Harmony.
The yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
We want to see you there for sure.
Dual purpose.
We should do a, we should set up and do a live broadcast from Harmony some Saturday.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. Walnut burgers and broadcasting radio.
I like it.
Hey, Maxine, Kevy's coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Original hard rock, punk and metal from the state of Wisconsin and around the state of Wisconsin. And Essential Last Crack. I bet you guys are Last Crack fans, aren't you?
Back sure we are.
Okay. Set you up there for that
what,
one.
Wait a minute. Yeah. What kind of crack did you say?
Oh,
last
boy.
Crack. Hey,
you guys. You
guys still want to stick around? You can finish the radio show out tonight. That'd be all right, right? All right.
Yeah.
It's Backseat Radio. Thanks for listening, everybody. Heavy's coming up next. We
Good
are
night.
Local music.
Thank you.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old man peeing and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're
hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
ABC News.